ॐ ध्यायामोधबलावपुण्डनपतिं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गी मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are discussing the thousand names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. Today we will discuss the five namas, starting from the 76th nama to the 88th nama, the five namas. So in the previous nama that we learned that Mantrinyambha Virachita Vishangar Vadatoshita. So Vashanga, killer of Vashanga. We also learned at that time that Vashanga is one of the brothers of Bhandasura. The other son, other brother of Bhandasura is, we also learned that it is Vishukra. So that is what is the next nama. Om Vishukra Pranaharana Varahi Virya Nanditayai Namaha. So Vishukra Pranaharana, Vishukra means like the brother of Bhandasura, and Vishukra Pranaharana, Pranaharana means like killing, Prana means vital life, vital force or life, Harana means killing, so Vishukra Pranaharana, Vishukra Pranaharana means Vishukras Pranaharana. And who is doing that? Varahi, the Devi by the name Varahi. So Varahi Devi who kills Vishukra. And seeing that Devi's Viryam, so seeing the Viryam, the strength or vigor of that Devi who kills, Varahi Devi who kills Vishukra, Devi Lalitambika becomes Nandita. Nandita means like who becomes very happy, very rejoices in a way, like very happy is the meaning. The next nama is Om Kameshwara Mukhaloka Kalpita Sri Ganeshwaraya Namaha. Before we enter this nama, Vishukra is like compared to Ajnanam, which has been destroyed by Devi. Varahi Devi, whose viryam is knowledge. That is how Bhaskara Raya describes it. We'll come to that later. So, Kameshwara Mukhaloka Kalpita Sri Ganeshwara. So, there it is Sri. Wherever that Aksharam comes, it is not Sri. We shouldn't say Sri Matre Namaha. It is Sri Matre Namaha. Sri. It's not Sri, it is Sha and Ra there. So it is Shri Ganeshwarai Namaha. So Kameshwara we know is like, it's not Kamadeva. Kamadeva is Manmata. Kameshwara is Sadashiva. So Kameshwara Mukha. Mukha means face. Alokam. So Alokam means seeing or looking. So Kameshwara Mukha Aloka. By glancing, by seeing Kameshwara's Mukham, Kalpita means Devi creates out of her own will, Shri Ganeshwara. So Ganesha means Ganas, various Ganas, and their Ishwara, their Lord is called Ganeshwara or Ganesha. So Devi creates Ganeshwara out of her mere will by just looking at Sadashiva. So mere look of Devi when it falls upon Sadashiva, instantly Ganeshwara or Ganesha is created. We'll come to the Vedantic meaning later. The next nama is If Ganesha is born, like what is the purpose of Ganesha? So, Mahaganesha Nirbhinna Vignayantra Praharshita. So, Mahaganesha means real Ganada. Maha means like Shrestha. So, Shrestha Ganeshwara or Ganesha Nirbhinna means complete destruction. So destruction here also Nirbhinnam means like, I'm not getting the right word, like podi podiya akarde, that's like Tamil way. So that means like making like powder or like total destruction. Like if we have something in front of us and we make it like kind of ash or very very minute sand particles, that kind of destruction. Destruction of what? What does Mahaganesha destroy? Vignayantra means like various vignas, vignayantram. So yantras, vigna means obstacles, yantram means like that have like magical power, either magical power or it's like kind of magical or miraculous, like kind of deluding. So such obstacles, whatever obstacles are there, that has been nirbhinnam. So that has been destroyed by Ganesha. And because of that, praharshita, harsha means like being happy. Praharsha means like we have seen this pra word. Pra means prakarshena. In a very strong way, she rejoices, Devi rejoices, because Ganeshwara is, or Ganesha is her own son. Therefore, she becomes very happy. So these yantras, who put forth all these vignayantra, so, or yantra vignas, that is Bandhasura. So it is Bandhasura who set forth all these obstacles which was destroyed by Ganesha. So the next nama is Om Bandhasurendra Nirmukta Shastra Pratyastra Varshini, or Om Bandhasurendra Nirmukta शस्त्रप्रत्यस्त्रवर्षिण्यै नमः. सो भण्डासुरेन्द्र, सो भण्डासुरेन्द्र मीन्स् सुर इन्द्र, असुर इन्द्र, असुर इन्द्र, इन्द्र मीन्स् किङ्ग्, किङ्ग् आर् लैक् श्रेष्ठं. सो किङ्ग् आफ् असुरास् हू इस् भण्डासुर, भण्डासुरेन्द्र बै भण्डासुर. निर्मुक्त मीन्स् लैक् क्रियेटेड् आर् सेट् औट्, लैक् कमिङ्ग् औट् आफ़्. सो भण्डा कमिङ्ग् औट् आफ् भण्डासुर. What is coming out of Bandhasura? Shastra. Shastra means various arrows, various missiles, we can say in current terminology. But it is like astras. Shastra means like powerful, like arrows, powerful astras. And when Bandhasura creates or sets out these various shastras, pratiastram, prati means opposite, astram means arrows. So counter arrows, Devi gives counter arrows. Varshini, Varshini means one who showers. So when Bandhasura is like sending across arrows, Devi is showering counter arrows. So to that Devi, I offer my prostrations. The last nama for the day is Om Karanguli Nakotanna नारायण दशाकृत्यै नमः. सो ओम कराङ्गुलि नखोत्पन्न नारायण दशाकृत्यै नमः. सो कर 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 मीन्स् लैक् हैंड. अङ्गुली अङ्गुली मीन्स् लैक् फिंगर. So the finger, hand finger or fingers in the hand, like we have, like in foot we have toes. So here kara anguli, the fingers of the hand. And nakha means like the nails. So the nails of the fingers which are there in the hand. Utpanna means creating, or out of this nakham. Nakha utpanna means from the nakha. We can say nakat utpanna. So nakat means like due to naka, or from naka utpannam, created. So from Devi's hands, fingers, nails. Out of those are created out of those Narayana Dasha. So Narayana, Narayana means like Vishnu. And what Vishnu? Dasha Akritihi. Dasha Akritihi means the 10 forms of Narayana. Vishakrit, Dishakrit, Karanguli, Nakotpanna, Narayana, Dishakrityai Namaha. So, the 10 forms of Narayana, the 10 avatars of Narayana, Devi creates out of her Nakam. So, here the relationship like that I find in like Uriyashiranna's Tamil Lalitasahasranama Bhashyam, which you can get from Ramakrishna Mission. So there it says, like it says that out of like what happened was Bhandasura. Bhandasura is a very powerful asura. So he, out of his own magical power, out of his own siddhi, he creates the asuras who have been destroyed by the various avatars of Vishnu. So he creates out of his like siddhis, he creates Hiranya, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, Shishupala, and all those asuras are created, are born again out of the siddhi. Siddhi are the magical powers of Bhandasura, and in order to counter those asuras, Devi creates the Dashavatara of Vishnu from her fingernail, with the fingernail of her hands. From that Devi creates. So coming to the Vedantic import, so Vishukra Prana Harana Varahi Virya Nandita, we already learned that Vishukra denotes Ajnanam, and Ajnanam is destroyed by Varahi Devi, which is Jnanam. And obviously Jnanam has to be different from the Atman, because the Atman is not Jnanam. The Jnanam that we gain is not a real Jnanam. So the Jnanam that we gain is just like the Vivarana school proclaim, or as Shankara says in Atma Bodha, Jnana Kalusham Jivam Jnana Abhyasat Vinirmalam Kritva Jnanam Swayam Nashyet Jalam Kataka Renuvad. The Jnanam that we gain is not the self, because self's Jnanam is always there. In that case, there won't be any Ajnanam. So the Ajnanam is caused out, like I should be removed by Paroksha Jnanam, or Jnanam at the Vyavaharika level, which has to be different from our own Jnanam or the Chit, which is always there, which is a Sakshi, which is not involved in Ajnanam or involved with Ajnanam in any way. So Varahi Devi is like Vritti Jnanam, or the modification of the mind, which is called Paroksha Jnanam as well, whereas Vishukra is Vritti Jnanam, and Devi is Surupa Jnanam, and Surupa Jnanam becomes happy. It is always happy, but when Vritti Jnanam and Vritti Jnanam vanishes, then we feel that Surupa Jnanam is happy, because there is only Surupa Jnanam at that time. That is what is denoted by that Nama. Kameshwara Mukhaloka Kalpita Sri Ganesh Kalpita Sri Ganeshwara. So this means that Devi can create anything out of her mere will. So Devi is not creating out of the match like Vigna Yantra, and all those Vigna Yantra as well as the various asuras like who have been killed by Vishnu are created magically or through siddhis by Bhandasura, but Devi doesn't need any of those by mere will. So kalpitam means mere imagination, just she imagines and it happens. That means Devi can create anything. If we are able to get surrender, if we are able to get devoted to Devi, then anything is possible. We shouldn't ask, oh, if anything is possible, can I do Akasha Gamanam? Yeah, we can go and ask Amma. So Amma will say, why do you need Akasha Gamanam? We'll say, I want to meet my partner. I want to meet my parents. Then Amma will say, if you want to meet your parents, then why are you coming to me? You call them up, they will automatically run to you, like many parents do. You don't need to call them. Without calling itself, they will stand outside your house. So you don't need. You should continue only with moksha. That is what Devi is telling. So we shouldn't ask all those stupid questions. Anything is possible at the Vyavaharika level. Also anything is possible. That is what Amma shows. Amma shows like a person who has surrendered to her, she can cure them, like cancer patients, diabetes, and all those things have been cured by Amma because of devotion. And the only reason why we are not aware of all those things is Amma doesn't want us to get deluded into miracles. Therefore, she doesn't speak about any of those. But it means that here what it means is with Devi, anything is possible because the world itself is a creation. So in dream world, anything is possible. Like we can dream that we are Paramartha. We are like Paramartha and we are giving discourses on Vedanta. We can imagine that in dream we are Amma. We are like always blissful. We can imagine that way because dream world is our creation. It's our own creation. In our own creation, anything is possible by us. Similarly, in Devi's creation, in this world, everything is possible by Devi, by Ishvara, because Ajopisan Avyayatma Bhutanam Ishvaropisan Prakritim Swam Adishthaya Sambhavami Atma Maya. I'm not born, O Arjuna, but by taking refuge or like by depending on my own Maya, my Prakriti, I create, I make creation myself. So that is what happens. Like Ishvara's creation is Maya. Maya is dependent on Ishvara. Maya is under the control of Ishvara. Therefore, anything is possible in the world. Though anything is possible, we shouldn't go and ask each and everything. At times we can ask, but we need to have devotion. Without devotion, we'll not be able to achieve things. Like we may be able to like do one or two things, but then we'll not be able to convince Devi. Convincing Devi is very tough because Devi is Sarvajna. Devi knows everything. If Devi knows everything, then she will also know like whether we have devotion or not. We may be able to fool ourselves, we may be able to fool others, but we will not be able to fool Devi because Devi knows everything. So that's the reason why devotion should be pure. Pure devotion and complete devotion, if it is there, anything is possible. And what will happen because of Devi's creation or Devi's will? Amma sankalpam, Amma will say, Amma sankalpikyam. Amma will do sankalpa. That means it will happen. Why? Because even it may be any kind of obstacle, Mahaganesha nirbhinna vignayantra praharshita nirbhinnam. Like it will like chinna bhinnam item. Like it means like it will be totally destroyed and like it will like split. Like if there is something in front of us, it will split into pieces and go in 10 directions. That's what will happen if we have surrendered to Devi. So Devi's creation, Devi's will be able to destroy all obstacles. Whatever obstacles are there, that will be destroyed by Devi, because whatever the obstacles or the people posing obstacle will be like trying to attack the person who is under the control of Devi, Devi will be sending across Pratyastram. That means whatever obstacles are there, that will be tackled by Devi and her creation. Even if it means that all the Dashavataras are to be created or recreated again, Devi just needs her nail. So nail is the very smallest part of our body, component of our body. Like we just like nails always grow and we just throw it away. Even from such a thing, Devi can create Dashavataras. That means anything is possible with Devi. Devi, if we can gain confidence of Devi, if we can get devotion towards Devi, then anything is possible. If we are able to get devoted to Devi, all obstacles, whether they are small, whether they are big, whether they are they affect only for one day or 2 days, whether they affect for a affect our mind a lot or little bit, it doesn't matter. It will be completely destroyed. That is the power of Devi. And therefore, rather than going behind jnana, we should have devotion along with jnanam. We need to have devotion because jnanam will help us in realizing, but Devi's devotion will avoid obstacles so that jnanam becomes easier. Both are required, but surrender to Devi, surrender to Ishvara, remembering Ishvara will ensure that there are no obstacles, will ensure that our mind is concentrated, and with that concentrated mind we just need to remember that the Ishvara to whom I am surrendering, the Devi to whom I am surrendering, the Amma to whom I am surrendering is Nirguna Brahman. With that jnanam, you will very soon realize. That is what all these namas say. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.